Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Wake up, y'all. We got Sixers basketball today. Again. Good morning on this day, Wednesday, December 4th. This is your Clap Your Hands morning Sixers update, giving you all the Sixers news you need to know, as well as what to keep your eye on for the day. The Sixers are almost going streaking, y'all. Two wins in a row for the first time this season. They knock off the Charlotte Hornets last night in what was supposed to be dominating fashion. They end up pulling out a slim victory, 110 to 104, on the back of Paul George, man. We saw Paul George finally starting to look like the Paul George that we signed or we thought we were going to get when we signed him this offseason. It was a great win for the squad last night, and I'm glad you guys are back here with me again today, because it's another game day, a back-to-back, and we're here to break it down. Appreciate you starting your day with me again on this hump day Wednesday, your man James Jackson. Before I get into it, make sure you're following me and the podcast on Twitter, at JimmyJ23 for myself, at Clap Your Hands Pod for the podcast, because you know how we've been rocking and rolling through the season. It doesn't stop. If the Sixers are going back-to-back, we're going back-to-back, all right? So I'll go through the schedules, some scores around the league last night, some teams we should pay attention to, injury updates, some news, and then on the other side of the break, I'll get into my analysis. It's a game day again, so my three things to watch for as the Sixers go back in action tonight against the Magic at home. That is the schedule, right? Against the Magic tonight at the Wells Fargo Center. It's a 7 p.m. game. Both teams are coming on the second leg of a back-to-back. The Sixers played last night. The Magic played last night. The Magic were the hottest team in the league last night, or going into last night, before getting beat by the Knicks in the last night of NBA Cup group play. The Knicks end up winning East Group A. The Magic get into the knockout stages of the NBA Cup as a Eastern Conference wild card team. So both teams coming out of East Group A. Knicks number one, Magic number two. But the Magic had to play last night just as well as the Sixers did. So both teams traveling to Philly on the second leg of a back-to-back to try to get a victory. Hopefully the Sixers are the team that can do that. But 7 p.m. tonight at the Wells Fargo Center. Either get down there or make sure you're tuned in for the game. But we get a back-to-back for the Sixers tonight. Let's go to some scores around the league. We'll talk about that Knicks-Magic game really quick. Like I said, the Knicks beat the Magic to clinch the top seed at East Group A for the NBA Cup. Things got a little feisty in this game too. Got a little chippy down the stretch. No ejections, no technical fouls, no nothing. But you could see the extra level of intensity, extra level of physicality between these two teams, especially from Karl Anthony Towns. But it was a real ballot scoring effort from the Knicks, led by Cat with those 23 points and 15 rebounds. But like I said, a balanced effort. I believe five or six Knicks in double figures. Josh Hart also posted a triple-double in the win, 11 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Jalen Brunson looked great. He kind of had a little takeover in the first quarter, second quarter there for the Knicks, and they got the win and brought it home. The Bucks, they continue to climb the Eastern Conference rankings with a win over Detroit, 128-107. I personally feel like Giannis has to be the leader in the clubhouse for early MVP. Right, he leads the NBA in scoring right now and had another good game last night, 28 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists in the victory. Dame also helped out with 27 points of his own in the win. Milwaukee now 11-9, and all that chatter we heard in the beginning of the season of, you know, Doc Rivers kind of imploding the team, them not being able to figure out, we heard some rumors about them, you know, shopping Giannis or trading Giannis, or Giannis saying, you know, who knows, the Bucks could trade me. It was weird at the beginning of the season for the Milwaukee Bucks. And y'all know my favorite saying, winning cures all. Winning literally cures all, because all of that chatter that we heard at the beginning of the season, I don't hear any of it. I haven't heard it for like a week and a half, 2 weeks from the Bucks since they started putting things together and winning. Now 11-9, let's see where they are in the Eastern Conference, because I believe they're climbing up the ranks of the Eastern Conference as well. The Bucks right now in the East are fifth in the East. Right? Last time I checked, they were like where the Sixers are, 9, 10, 11. Right, fifth in the East and continuing to climb. So the Bucks are someone that the whole Eastern Conference has to look out for, because they look like they're getting their swagger back a little bit. Let's move to some injury news and updates. As of right now, Joel Embiid's injury status for tonight's game remains an uncertainty. That could change in a matter of mere hours, minutes, however long after you guys hearing this podcast, that could change and we could get an official update. But Nick Nurse was asked last night twice about Joel's status for tonight, both before and after the win against Charlotte. So he was asked if he expects Embiid to play against the Magic tonight, as he sat the first leg of a back-to-back, as he's still recovering. Maybe he's ready for the second leg. Nick Nurse's answer was that he wasn't sure at that moment pregame, and to ask him after the game, he'd probably have a better answer for everybody. Well, what do you guys think happened? You tell a Philly reporter to ask you a question at a certain time. That Philly reporter is going to ask you a question at that exact time you told him to ask it. So he was asked that same question after the game. He then said that he doesn't expect Embiid to play tonight, but that he's uncertain of that decision. They'll check on both him and PG this morning, as it's, you know, the second leg of a back-to-back, and they'll make their decision based on how they both feel. So that tells me that is kind of up to Embiid and how he feels today and maybe after shoot around going forward into the game. It also tells me that Paul George's status for tonight may not be certain either, after, you know, it being a back-to-back, after, you know, Nick Nurse, you heard him saying in the beginning of the year how Paul George's rehab plan or his recovery plan may be similar to Joel Embiid's ramp-up plan for his knee injury. So we could see Paul George not play tonight, which to me would be a little disappointing after seeing his best game as a Sixer, 29 points last night in the win. So we will see where the injury status of Embiid and Paul George are. Those are the only two Sixers on the injury report as of right now. Paul George isn't even officially on the injury report. Want to be clear about that, but just based on Nick Nurse's comments, I wouldn't be shocked if he landed on the injury report later today. The Magic's injuries, let's go over theirs. Besides Paolo Banchero, who still remains out with a torn oblique, although I have heard and seen his reports that he has eyes on a return soon, but besides him, the Magic have kind of a light injury report. Gary Harris and Goga Batats, I apologize if I'm pronouncing that name wrong, the center for the Magic, backup center for the Magic. Both did not play in the Knicks game yesterday. Gary Harris was out with a hamstring, but Tides was out with a right ankle sprain that he sustained, I believe, the game before or a couple games ago. So he may be out for an extended period of time. Gary Harris, we'll see if he's ready to go tonight after sitting last night, the first night of the back-to-back for the Magic. But those are the injuries. The Magic kind of coming in with a stronger force, right? A more full team. Even though they don't have Paolo Banchero, they've been figuring it out. Like I said, they were the hottest team in the NBA before last night's game against the Knicks. So the Magic were doing well. They had won 6 in a row before last night. So not having Paolo Banchero isn't a huge deterrent for them. No real Sixers news. The only news is that we've won 2 straight. The only news is that we're officially looking to go streaking tonight. So we're not streaking yet, but the Sixers are on the concourse. They're getting ready. They're waiting for a lull in the game. And if we win tonight, they're going to take it across the field and try to, dip and dodge some security and go viral and go streaking. But I'm going to take a break. And on the other side of that break, I'll get into how the Sixers can do that and go for their 3rd straight victory tonight against the Orlando Magic. So stay tuned.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, y'all. As we get ready for this game day tonight, the Sixers take on the Orlando Magic at home at the Wells Fargo Center tonight, 7 p.m. Appreciate you starting your hump day Wednesday with me, your man James Jackson. Make sure you're following me and the podcast on Twitter at Jimmy J, for myself at Clap Your Hands Pod for the podcast. Because we do more than just, get you ready for game day, man. We're giving you all the Sixers news, all the updates, everything you need to know, news, updates, and analysis. That's the Clap Your Hands Morning Sixers Pod. So make sure you're following us as well to get the full scope of everything. All right, so let's get ready for the game tonight, the matchup with the Orlando Magic, my three things to watch for versus the Magic. Don't worry, I will recap last night's victory, and I'll recap the game tonight, tomorrow, as I do my three takeaways. I might do three big takeaways from past two games since we had a back-to-back, but we will do just my things to watch for tonight. First thing that I'm looking for, first thing that is catching my eye, is that both teams are coming on the back-to-back, on the second leg of a back-to-back. So the back-to-backs in general for both teams is what I'm looking for. So the second leg of a back-to-back for the Magic, the second leg of a back-to-back for the Sixers. And I think no matter how old you are, what condition your body is in or anything like that, traveling two nights in a row to different cities to play basketball is tough for anyone, right? It's not easy to do. That's not something anyone's really used to doing. So that's an adjustment no matter how many times you do it, no matter who you are. That's going to affect you. So the first thing I'm looking for is how both teams come out really to start the game, because this could be an instance, could be a game where the team that gets punched in the mouth early may not have enough in the tank to fight back later parts of the game, right? Both teams are coming off a kind of an emotional game, the Magic in particular, right? They're coming off a game in which they're trying to win the NBA Cup. They're in the Garden. The Knicks are a very energetic, very emotional team, and they went toe-to-toe with them. They fought with them last night and lost. That takes a lot out of you to then have to hop on a, you know, on a bus, train, whatever they did, and drive down to Philly for the night, not get any rest, not get to go back home, have to wake up tomorrow and do it all again against another feisty town, another feisty team, another city that's not going to let you just kind of rest and coast during the game. So we'll see that how much Orlando has in the tank. And then from the Sixers end, we know it doesn't take much for the Sixers to kind of, you know, get a little bit discouraged during the game, especially if they're tired, especially on a back-to-back. Both teams have, I believe, the ability or the excuse even to be tired and a little drained going into this game. We'll see if either team folds and which one folds first. Well, that's good. What's also interesting to me is that this will already be Orlando's fifth back-to-back of the season. They've already had four such of these instances, not just like individual games, right? So not two back-to-backs where they had a game, another game, and then an instance later where they had a game and the next day game. I'm talking four different times that they've had to play back-to-back games already this season, right? Where it's December 4th, and they've had four of these already. And I thought the Sixers had the right to be mad at the schedule makers in the preseason, early in the season. If we were on our fifth back-to-back already, I'd be mad. But, you know, Orlando is already having to deal with that. And as crazy as that is for them already to be on four back-to-backs and going into their fifth under their belt already, the Sixers have only done that once so far this season on our 0-1 and that second leg of a back-to-back. Orlando is 2-2 in that regard in the second leg of a back-to-back. So both teams are coming in under the same circumstance of having to play the night before and travel to tonight's game location. Whether at home or not for the Sixers, that's an adjustment. But if there were any advantage to having playing a back-to-back or having to be in this situation, it's having the experience of already having done so this season with this iteration of a team that you have, and maybe having the advantage of being a little bit more healthy. Both of those advantages goes towards Orlando in those categories. So we will see if that, you know, if that gives them any sort of advantage, if that allows them to get out the gate better, we will see. But the back-to-backs are something to watch, in particular for both teams. But Orlando, you know, they do have a little bit more seasoning in that regard this season. We'll see what effect that has. Second thing I'm looking for tonight is the PG pop-out, because I think and I hope that PG kind of emerging on the scene as a Sixers player, as a Sixers star, I hope can last for more than one night, because we finally saw it. We finally saw it last night against the Charlotte Hornets. 8-Ball Paul, Philly P, PGA, whatever you want to call them, whatever nickname you want to give him, my vote is still 8-Ball Paul, but whatever nickname you want to give him, he finally showed up in the regular season for the Sixers last night. 29 points, 2 rebounds, 8 assists, right? We saw Paul George get a lot of attention in the game versus Detroit, and he used that as an opportunity to be a distributor in that game and really get his teammates involved and use, you know, all the attention the Pistons were sending his way against them. But I don't think that wasn't the case last night. Those eight assists still suggest that he was finding open teammates early. He was finding open teammates often. But those 29 points also tell me that at some point, he found his rhythm, right? And he went shot hunting. And more importantly, he went and made shots. The Sixers needed that last night, and they need that moving forward. I mean, they had a double digit last night for most of the game until Charlotte came back and rallied and took the lead late. But it wasn't all PG, right? I want to give him all the credit, but he did hit some timely and a lot of buckets down the stretch last night to help them get the lead back. It was the first time this regular season that you saw Paul George kind of put the offense on his back, so to speak, right? You know, kind of go towards the ball and say, I'm going to go get us a bucket in a stretch that we really needed it. And I think that's going to have to show itself many and more times. And if Paul George can play tonight, I won't doubt that it'll show itself tonight. And he needs to continue to exercise that muscle for the Sixers to be able to do that. So we'll see what his status is for tonight, with it being the second leg of a back-to-back. We know, you know, how we've been dealing with these back-to-backs. But if he does play, I want to see him keep that momentum up. I don't want to see 29 points last night and 13 points tonight on, you know, 3 of 14 shooting or something like that, right? That's not what I'm looking for. Let's build on it, PG. Let's start to get into form so that when we get the big fella back consistently, we are already in full season form. We can hit the ground running with these three. But the PG pop out, I like it. I want it to last for two games. Last thing I'm looking for tonight for the Sixers is the ball continuing to move on offense. The offense continuing to be free-flowing, the ball not get sticky. The Sixers offense really does look like it's finding its swagger in the past handful of games. Three wins in the last five games, and they haven't put up less than 110 in any of these games, right? So they've been on the plus side of 110 in all the last five games, three of those being victories. That's very notable, for a team who the offense was looking like some of the worst at some points this season. And I do think the biggest reason for that is how the ball is moving on offense, not getting sticky, not forcing themselves into bad shots, but going from good shot to great shot, continuing to move the ball around the perimeter and making the defense work, right? The Sixers in the win last night had 26 assists as a team. And I know that number isn't huge, but considering they averaged a league worst 21 assists per game as a team, it's an improvement for sure, right? This is such an encouraging sign to me, right? This is everything to me, because it's something that they can keep doing with or without guys like Embiid in the lineup, with or without guys like Paul George in the lineup or on the floor. And in fact, an ugly truth is it may happen even more with those guys on the floor, especially with Embiid. We know how the ball can get a little sticky when it gets in Embiid's hands sometimes. So the offense just being this free-flowing and the ball sticking so little is, to me, what's allowing guys like Kelly Oubre to get back in the rhythm and to find his shot and to find, you know, his impact in the game. It's had an impact on guys like KJ Martin, who in the past two games has been really good, right? Guys like Jared McCain able to find opportunities, and a lot of them with the ball moving this well. So that's something I need to see continue, right? And I'm not really looking for the specific assist number to go up. I think as the ball moves like this, that, you know, that assist number will naturally climb, right? Because we'll just continue to find teammates, continue to find open looks and get ourselves good shots. So the production just has to continue from that end. The concept of the offense can and should stay in place even with some of the lineup fluctuation. So I'm looking for that to continue tonight and moving forward. Don't get it twisted, though. A consistent lineup does not hurt this at all, right? So Embiid coming back and staying in the lineup, Paul George coming back and staying in the lineup, it can only help something like this. So I don't want you guys to get this mistake as, you know, I'm okay with, you know, our stars not being in the lineup because we've seen more of this. No. I just think this is encouraging with our stars being out, and it's something we can continue when they get back. But those are my three things I'm watching for tonight: how the back-to-back affects both teams, PG's pop out if he plays tonight again, and that ball continuing to move and be free-flowing on offense. I think it's why the Sixers have looked so much better in these last handful of games. The Sixers look to officially go streaking tonight. It'll be three wins in a row, and, you know, the grass will start to look a little bit greener. Hopefully, when I talk to you guys tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll be talking about two straight victories this week, three straight in general. But until then, I will see everybody in 24 hours.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.